We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. And guys, I don't hear any music in my headphones. There we go. Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us today. Wow. Where do we start? I don't want to start with the debate because that's a snoozer. The Fox Business debate, nobody's talking about this debate. Is this not crazy? It's so bad that apparently Fox is having to cut advertising rates because nobody wants to actually listen to or even watch this debate tonight. And why would they? I mean, Trump's going to be hanging out with the union workers. Not even Asa Hutchinson, the guy over in Arkansas, not even he's going to be at the debate tonight. So anyway, we're not going to start with that. I want to start with what happened last night in Philadelphia, and we have tons of video over on the website. So there was a lot of rioting and looting in the city of brotherly love. And I'm telling you, folks, this is going to be the MO moving forward. So it was an 8-hour crime spree across the entire city. And they're saying hundreds, quite frankly, it could be thousands of teenagers, the thugs and thuggets and thuglings, and they were out there burning down things. They were looting stores, rioting. It was unbelievable. And we've got all this video over at toddstearns.com. You got to watch this stuff. It's absolutely insane. And I'm going to go ahead and predict that some of the video will actually be used to target the police officers. So there's this popular store, Lululemon, and people were literally destroyed the store. Everything is gone from inside this store. And the police showed up, and man, they start cracking heads. And I say good for the police. We've got this great video of police basically grabbing the thugs and throwing them down to the ground. And at some point, you have to ask yourself, all right, at what point are the police allowed to crack skulls here? At what point are the police actually allowed to go in and stop these thugs? What I saw last night in Philadelphia was domestic terrorism. That's what I saw. I mean, it's horrible. They were breaking into everything. As a matter of fact, here's what it sounded like outside the Apple store, cut number 7.
Security running.
Oh,
yeah, Mac.
A free iPhone. I want my free iPhone. Give me my reparations.
I mean, this is happening all over the city. Never seen anything like it. They were breaking into the Apple store, Lululemon. Of course, all of the shoe stores got hit. There was a liquor store. I'm thirsty. I need something to drink. And I guess so. I mean, rioting and looting it is a busy job. And, you know, you're going to get parched. And so they broke into a liquor store. And, I mean, it was bad. I think the only thing they left behind was a bottled water. So anyway, these poor business owners are out there. And there's nothing they could do. There were not enough police. I was listening to Philadelphia scanner traffic live last night. And it was insane. At some point, and this was all coordinated. This was all organized. And the thugs got together and they were organizing this on social media. they removed all of their license plates from their cars. And so when the police were showing up, they couldn't tell who they were chasing after. And there was a social media influencer, and her name is Meatball, kind of looked like Aunt Jemima, had the do-rag, the whole nine yards. And Meatball was actually filming all of this, cut number two.
Everybody must eat. Everybody must eat. Everybody must eat. Everybody must eat. Yes. Everybody must eat. Everybody must eat. Everybody must eat. Everybody must eat. That's what I'm talking about. Rest well, Eddie. Rest well, Eddie.
So let me explain this. And by the way, Meatball, clearly from the images I saw, has not missed any meals of late. Just want to throw that out there for what it's worth. There's another video going around, and this is pretty epic. This idiot was actually live streaming all of this, all of it, and had thousands of people watching the live stream. You know who else was watching the live stream? It turned out that the Philadelphia Police Department was, because as she kept filming this through the night, all of a sudden, you hear this on the side of the car. Philly police, get out of the car. She actually live streamed her own arrest. So good luck to you, Meatball. The good news here, Meatball, and she is right, everybody must eat. She's going to get 3 squares a day there at County Lockup. So good for you. But at some point, when do you crack down on all of this? By the way, if there were any Hispanic people or white people or Asian people in the crowd, I didn't see anybody. This was a predominantly black-led mob, as is the case in all of these instances. Now, I actually have the stats to back up that argument. And I know people don't like to talk about this, but my question is very simple. Why are black kids going out there and rioting and looting and pillaging and plundering? Why are they doing that? Why is it just the black kids that are out there doing this by and large overwhelmingly? Why is that? We've got to have that conversation in America, because right now you've got people out there justifying all of this, including AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Well, they just have to eat, Senor Todd. They just have to eat. They're hungry, Todd.
Yeah, I didn't see too many hungry people in the Lululemon store. I didn't see that. I didn't see them walking out with a cheeseburger and some fries. I saw them walking out with goods, with clothing. By the way, what's up with Lululemon? The clothes are kind of crap, right? It's really, you can buy that stuff at Walmart for like, you know, $30 cheaper. I just don't understand that. Anyway, I digress. So it was mass chaos across Philadelphia. And all of this is coming out as Target, also known as Target, has announced they are now closing 9 of their stores in 4 states. And the reason why Target is shutting down the stores is because of crime. They're losing tens of millions of dollars, and you got to love it. And by the way, Target, they get whatever they deserve. Because they've been getting hit from the moms and the dads and the good church-going crowd, and now the thugs and thuglings are going in and stealing everything. And the reason why there's product to steal is because people are boycotting Target. And it's a great thing. But anyway, they're shutting down the Target in Harlem. They're shutting down, I believe, 3 Target stores there in the San Francisco Bay Area. They're shutting down 2 stores in Portland, and they're shutting down a Target in Seattle. And the reason why is because of crime. And what I think is going to be great here is Target is about to be accused of racism. And you know how this plays out. Target's going to pull out, and you're going to have the community organizers get up. Why, they just hate black people. How dare you? They just don't want the black man's dollar. No, the problem is they can't afford black teenagers coming into their stores and robbing them blind. And by the way, that's not how this works. If you're a business owner, you are not supposed to stand there and let these thugs and thuggets and thuglings come in and rob you blind. And by the way, does anybody in Philadelphia own a gun? Anybody? Anybody? Anybody own a gun? I just don't get it. I mean, even in South Central L.A., going back to the 1990s and the Rodney King riots, you better believe that little, was it Koreatown? Koreatown, they had business owners. They were actually in front of and on top of their stores, armed with guns, defending their stores from the rioters and the looters. I mean, you don't want to have to shoot anybody, but at the same time, you got to protect your property, right? Right? I mean, come on. So I was just sort of astounded to see all these business owners letting their businesses get looted, pillaged, and plundered. But I will say this to all you business owners in Philadelphia. You are foolish to reopen your stores. What you ought to do is pack it in, call the insurance company, get the check, and move somewhere else. Because it's going to happen again. And it will happen in other major cities. This is how it all plays out, folks. I'm just telling you. But again, if you want to understand what's really going on here, and the mindset is they want what you have. That's all this is. They want what you have. You know, not a single comment coming from the NAACP today. Not one. And by the way, these are high-end stores in black neighborhoods. Not a single member of the NAACP coming out and condemning this. Al Sharpton, nowhere to be found. AOC,
oh, sorry, Bart. I have things to do. I have to do my nails.
Yeah, she's not there. I don't know where she is. Where are all Maxine Waters? Where are you, Maxine? Auntie, where are you? There's no one there except the business owners trying to pick up what's left of their livelihoods. But understand, I appreciate this young lady standing out in front of the Apple store because she really does serve as an example of what is happening in our country right now. Cut number 7.
Security running.
Oh,
Yeah,
Mac. Yo, listen. Mac. I want my free iPhone. Give me my free iPhone.
You know, it's interesting, though, just as a side note, once the thugettes and the thuglings turn on those free iPhones, guess what's going to happen? The police are going to be able to track their butts to wherever they are. So you enjoy those free iPhones because the police will be knocking on your door lickety-split. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Got some intel on this judge that went after Donald Trump, the judge who accused President Trump of financial impropriety. It turns out this judge is a raging leftist who is also a card-carrying member of the American Civil Liberties Union. And we've broken down the numbers. I'm going to show you how ludicrous this all is. Folks, this is nothing more than the weaponization of the judicial branch. And we're going to get into that as well. Congressman Barry Moore is going to be here from Alabama. Ralph Norman from South Carolina. And also a breaking news story involving a school district out in Arizona. I'm telling you, folks, we have a jam-packed show. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or ship to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. And you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today.
Todd, what those idiots don't understand is that when they looted
that Apple store, iPhone is smarter than they are. Everything is shut down. They can't activate anything. It's all shut down. So they're not going to get nowhere with those iPhones or anything else. It just shows how ignorant they are. And secondly, other retail stores need to follow suit and get together with Apple and find out what kind of small devices they can hide in their products so that when they get stolen, they can be tracked.
Yeah, look, Mark from Florida, thanks for sending us in a shout out. And folks, you can do that, by the way, going to our website, toddstearns.com, download our app. And one of the great features on our app, you can actually leave us a shout out. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Kenny on the line. Hi, Kenny. What say you? Hello, Kenny. All right, let's put Kenny on hold and find out what's going on there, guys. Thank you. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. All right. I want to talk about the situation with Donald Trump and this judge who made this outrageous ruling yesterday. Folks, here's all you need to all right, hold that thought. Now I understand we have Kenny back. All right, Kenny, what's on your mind?
How you doing, brother?
I'm well, thank you for asking.
All right. What I wanted to make a comment to you about what you were saying. I really truly disagree about the black community in Philly doing what they did as far as rioting. But statistically, if you want to demean one class of people, which is very wrong with them to do that, but if you're going to demean one class of people, you should also talk about another class of people.
Okay.
You don't have black children going around shooting up high schools with artillery and weapons. So that's also a wrong idea. So let's also even the tables on class and creed, because there's no one particular class better than any other class.
Kenny, I've never said that. I have never said that white people are better than blacks. As a matter of fact, when there is a school shooting, we call them out.
Yeah, but you said statistically.
Statistically, yes. Hold on, Kenny. If you can point me, give me an example of thousands or even hundreds or even 50 white people running through and burning down neighborhoods and pillaging and plundering stores. Give me an example.
No. Well, the only thing to me.
Kenny, are you there? I think we lost Kenny. I don't know what happened to Kenny. But again, I can, and anybody, if you can bring me the evidence and say, Todd, well, look, a few days ago, we had 100 white people that were running through West Palm Beach, Florida, and they were burning down Mar-a-Lago. All right, send that information over to me. All right, and we will share that information. But it's not there. And the facts are the facts, and we deal with facts on this radio program. That's what we do. 844-747-8868. By the way, white folks do shoot up schools. That's true. All right, can we talk about this Trump story here? I mean, this is bonkers. So the idea that Donald Trump is out there faking how much money he has is a load of garbage. Now, this judge, he is a Democrat. He ran unopposed in the general election back in 2015. This guy is a radical leftist. I looked up his record last night. He is a card-carrying member of the American Civil Liberties Union, and the guy hates Donald Trump. So there's a lot of mess going on right here. So the judge comes out, and he's basically ruled that Trump has committed financial fraud. And in the context of all of this, he actually lays out that Mar-a-Lago, the beautiful estate down in Palm Beach, Florida, is only worth $18 million. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an absolute lie. An absolute lie. And we've got the goods. We have the proof. And I'm going to share that. We're coming up on a break here. But I want to jump into this because we've got to talk about it. What's happening to Donald Trump is evil. It is evil, ladies and gentlemen. And hear me on this. They want to literally destroy this man. They want to take away all of his money, take away all of his buildings, his real estate. They want this man to die, to rot in prison. Do you understand? This is what the left wants to do. We're not talking about fringe lunatics. We're talking about mainstream leftist lunatics. And they want to destroy Donald Trump. All right, we got to take a break. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. We've got a lot of folks wanting to weigh in, and we're going to go to the phones as well. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes. All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's go to the phones. Memphis, Tennessee, Chavez is listening to us on our flagship radio station, KWAM, wants to weigh in on this Philadelphia situation. All right, Chavez, what you got for us?
How you doing today?
I'm well, thank you for asking.
First of all, this problem, this ordeal that we had in Philadelphia, first of all, I'm speaking from a black guy. It's not a racial thing. That guy that called in, he was full of crap. Come on now. And I didn't see any white people. And I'm going to call it like it is. I'm going to call it spade a spade. It was not any white people. And for the most part, when this type of ordeal happens, it's majority black. We're looking at the cameras, and we're not colorblind, which I actually am. But, you know, I know primary colors, okay? And this problem is going to bleed over. It's going to be global, if it's not already global. I've seen it in numerous cities, but I hate for it to come to Memphis with us being a kind of smaller, big city or smaller town or whatever. You have to get a handle on this, and goes back to my guy Reggie Hall. Now, in this case scenario, to solve this, you offer them silver bullets, and they need to instill a healthy fear of authority. Once they know they're going to get in trouble and they're not going to get patted on the hand, they'll get some act right. It's selective outrage. This is ludicrous. That was ridiculous in Philadelphia.
Now, Chavez, yeah. And you know, and here in Memphis, our crime rate is actually worse percentage-wise than Philadelphia's. Fortunately, we don't have the rioting going on here. But when you look at a lot of the businesses that are being targeted here in the Memphis area, these are minority-owned businesses. And that sort of gets lost in the news coverage, is that many of the victims of these crimes are minority business owners.
Correct. See, and that's kind of, I would hate, you know, we used to be a kind of original city, like early 80s, 90s, and then we started kind of doing this follow the leader trend, like we start doing what other people do. I would hate for this trend to catch fire in Memphis with this looting and picking places. We already had a smash and grab, and that's enough trouble within itself. This right here catch on. This is not going to be good.
No,
you know, not at all. So
and this I is look. That, this is moms and dads need to start doing their jobs, and then these Democrats who are running these cities need to let the police do their jobs.
Right, unrestrained police. Oh, my God. That's what we were talking about on the show the other day. I hope Memphis make the right decision to make. You got to unrestrain the police and let them do their job. And I think that I think Memphis will be okay, but we got to make the right decision. But, man, that is something. And it is the smaller mom-and-pop stores, and not excluding, like, the major retail stores, but it's terrible.
It is. It's horrible.
And it's black. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm using it from a black guy. It's black. It's not white. If it is, it's a very small percentile of white.
And we'll call them out, too. We call out everybody. But I'm telling you, what I saw last night was unacceptable. And that's got to be nipped in the bud. So, Chavez, appreciate that call. Thank you for listening to KWAM. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, all the loot, all the rioting, all that came as a result of some anger because a police officer was cleared of wrongdoing. A suspect refused to follow commands and drop his weapon, and so the police dropped him. And had the guy done as the police had instructed, he would have been alive. And the judge said, yeah, there's nothing wrong here. Not, the cops did nothing wrong. All right. I want to talk about President Trump. So you got the judge coming out, and he's saying that Trump is has overvalued his brand, and specifically talking about Mar-a-Lago. Now, I've been to Mar-a-Lago. It's a 20-acre estate. It's beautiful. And I believe it is the largest estate on in Palm Beach. The thing is massive, 20 acres. Now, the judge says that property is only worth about $18 million. And this is simply ludicrous. Just the other day, a two-acre lot, again, 20 acres for Mar-a-Lago. So you've got a two-acre lot just down the road. It's selling for over $150 million. So you can do the math here and figure out exactly how much Mar-a-Lago is worth. And by some estimates, and we're talking about the real estate experts, they're saying that Mar-a-Lago could be worth $1 billion. And they were reading, a New York Post has this great story, and they interviewed real estate experts, and they say this judge has no idea what he's talking about. But again, this is an elected judge to the bench, so this is a partisan judge. And that's being left out of the mainstream media coverage here. 35-page judgment, and he's alleging that Trump made all these false statements to these financial institutions, the banks. Trump's claims, for example, that his triplex penthouse is 30,000 feet when it was closer to 11,000 feet, but it's not. It's 30,000 feet. So the judge is flat out lying in this ruling. So he's alleging now that Mar-a-Lago's price was inflated by 2,500% and that, again, it's only worth $18 million. But a Palm Beach industry insider said if that property were on the market today, I would list it at around $300 million. And he also has the golf course minutes away. Oh, here we go. The two-acre wooded lot. And again, that means no house, just the lot. All right, we're talking about just the property is worth $150 million. So, ladies and gentlemen, understand what's going on here. This is nothing more than the left trying to take out Donald Trump again. They hate this man. Look, this is the Hillary Rodham Clinton wing of the party here. And, you know, with Hillary Rodham, you're either destroyed in politics or you end up suicided. It's one or the other with these people. There's not much wiggle room. And President Trump is right. He said, hey, look, this decision is un-American. And he's right. It is un-American. Just think about this for a moment. Hunter Biden's, just think about this for just a minute here. Hunter Biden's paintings, the watercolors, going for $500,000 a piece. 36 of those paintings, 36 of those paintings you can buy Mar-a-Lago. Do you see how ludicrous it is? And by the way, they're literally turning a blind eye to Hunter Biden as if somebody's really going to spend $500,000 legitimately to buy his scribblings. But this is all retribution. Folks, I cannot, when you go back to 2016 and you look at that visceral reaction that Hillary and her little her Mexican Manchu wearing crowd had, and the people that were wailing in the streets. You remember the videos of the lesbians wailing over at the Javits Convention Center in New York, and people were just horrified. This is all payback, and they want to destroy Donald Trump. It really is that simple. They want to. If this ruling stands, he will literally be banned from doing business in New York City. You know what I would do if I were Trump? I would just tear it all down. Just tear it all down. Leave the. And you know what? He owns the property. He owns the land under the buildings. Just leave it blank. Leave it vacant. Just take that. Take all of that off the tax base right there. Turn it into a dump. That's what Trump ought to do. But they want to. That's the purpose of the lawsuits. They want to drain his bank accounts. And if that doesn't work, they want to leave this man in financial ruin. And all this man has done for this nation and for New York City especially is good. He has been nothing but an incredible ambassador for our nation and for New York City. And they want to destroy him for that. They want to destroy him for beating Hillary Clinton. They want this man to rot in prison. Do you understand that? Do you understand how serious of a situation this is? And this is why we, the people, have to stand up and we have to fight back. This is what a weaponized government looks like. And if they can do it to Donald Trump, they will do it to the rest of us. But they want to make sure this man dies behind bars. Remember what Bonhoeffer said in the throes of the Nazi era. Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. Folks, I am telling you right now that every freedom-loving American, every Republican needs to be fighting this. But most are not. And if we're not careful, this could get out of hand very quickly. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, beginning in October, and we're sort of doing a pre-launch here, beginning in October, we are launching a fundraising campaign for our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom, and they're out there fighting for our religious liberty every single day. And they've been incredibly successful. They've won cases at the Supreme Court. Right now, they're representing a little boy who was actually punished. He was suspended from his school because he showed up wearing a T-shirt that said there are only two genders. These are the kinds of people that Alliance Defending Freedom is representing. And they do it free of charge. So they don't charge any of their clients, all pro bono. And the way they're able to do that is because of our audience. And you guys have been incredibly generous every year. We are honored to be able to partner with Alliance Defending Freedom. And if you go to our website at toddstarnes.com, at the very front of the website, the very top, you will see the Defending Freedom banner. Just click on that, and you're lickety-split going to be able to become a champion for freedom. Now, here's all we're asking, $19 a month. That's the gift we're asking you to make. You can make, it could be any amount, but at least $19 a month or a one-time gift. You can do all of that over at toddstarnes.com. And I'm telling you, folks, it is a great opportunity to lend a helping hand to an incredible, incredible Christian ministry, Alliance Defending Freedom. Get this, they've won 15 Supreme Court cases in just the last 12 years. And by they, I mean us, because those of us who support ADF are winners as well. So again, go to toddstarnes.com and click on the Defend Freedom banner, and you too can become a champion for freedom. All right, we'll be right back. Hi, this is Todd Starnes. You know, losing weight during the fall is pretty hard, especially with all of the great food. So let's check in with our friend Elizabeth at Calitrin. Help us out.
Well, you know, Calitrin is different than every other weight loss product out there. It's actually good for you, and it's proven. It's got a huge 86% success rate with our 90 days. Drug-free, stimulant-free, so it's safe with all medications. It's not going to affect those. And it's really easy, too. Once a day, right at bedtime. So you can actually be losing weight this fall with the good food and all the stuff going on. You could be losing weight, looking better, and feeling better before the holidays even get here. So check it out on our website. All the information, the science behind how it works is on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Toploss.com. And be sure to use that promo code Todd. All right, we are checking, and as soon as the NAACP, if they issue a statement or condemn Meatball or any of the other rioters last night in Philadelphia, we will let you know. We will pass along that information. But so far, the NAACP has yet to respond. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Jerry in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, on the line. Hi, Jerry, what's up?
Hi, I just wanted to call in regarding your last, before the break, you quoted Bonhoeffer and kind of going to into a call to arms to fight back against the Democrats who are after Trump. And I just want to ask you a question. Being a conservative all my life, Is it possible for me to fight the good fight, to fight back against what the Democrats are doing, especially the Biden administration and the corrupt DOJ and all those other things, and not support Trump? Because I don't support Trump.
Who do you support, Jerry?
DeSantis.
So my question to you is, why would, you know, how is DeSantis going to be able to be the standard bearer when he is, what, 30, 40 points behind Trump right now?
I believe, and if you think back, that the reason why DeSantis is so far behind is because of a sympathetic electorate that is railing around Trump because of the indictments. But if you look at this from a very bold analytical point of view, Trump has no path via the Electoral College to winning the presidency. He's not going to win Georgia. He's not going to win Pennsylvania. He's not going to win Michigan. He's not going to win Arizona. All those places, his Senate candidates were beaten. All those places, his gubernatorial candidates were beaten. He's done nothing.
So why would you support DeSantis and not, say, a Nikki Haley, who is actually kicking DeSantis's butt? Why would you support a losing candidate?
Because he's not a losing candidate.
Well, he is, according to the polling data, Jerry. Again, this is all hypothetical. If you're saying the polls are hypothetical, well, everything you just said is hypothetical. I mean, how do you know he's going to lose Georgia? How do you know he's going to lose Arizona?
Because he has a history of losing them. His candidates have lost. He has a demonstrable history of losing those states, and he's going to do it again. And nothing will motivate the Democratic Party against the Republicans and to come out to vote like Donald Trump, just the same way he got in 2016. He got in an anti-Hillary vote, and he's going to lose in an anti-Trump vote. DeSantis has done nothing wrong. I haven't heard one legitimate criticism of anything DeSantis has done yet, aside from silly names and a bunch of lies that Trump's put out about COVID and locking down the states. I haven't heard any reasonable criticism of anything he's done.
All right. The question here, though, Jerry, isn't whether DeSantis can beat Trump. It's whether DeSantis can beat Nikki Haley. I mean, he's in fifth place in New Hampshire. He's trailing Nikki Haley there. He's trailing Nikki Haley in South Carolina. So how does DeSantis beat Nikki Haley?
Okay, let's assume that you're correct.
Oh, still, I'm not, no. Trump, there's no assuming.
Win.
I'm correct.
Trump can't win.
That's not the question, Jerry. How does DeSantis beat Nikki Haley?
That's exactly the question. The question is, can we support? Can we be conservatives, good conservatives, and not support Donald Trump? That's the question. That's the question you posed.
Yeah, you can be a good conservative, but you'll just be a good losing conservative. I DeSantis is not a winner. Jerry, yes, you can be a good conservative.
Nikki Haley. If Nikki Haley gets a nomination, I'll support her.
Well, you were just supporting DeSantis. I'm confused.
No. I support DeSantis for the primary, but if he loses to Nikki Haley. No, you're trying to switch my conversation.
You're telling me that DeSantis is the saving grace when DeSantis can't even beat Nikki Haley. That's what I'm trying to say.
And Trump is the reason why I called up, because you put it out there that we have to support Trump, and I say we don't.
All right. Well, Jerry, you're on the record. Jerry says there's no way in hell Trump will be able to win. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. Let's go to Johnny in North Carolina. Hi, Johnny. What say you?
Hey, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
What occurred to me is that you've really been kind of telling the same story on two different stories today. One is the story of the kids in Philadelphia looting, destroying, tearing things up, and the judges and attorney general in New York. Doing what they're doing to President Trump. Both are trying to steal things that aren't theirs, taking property that they didn't manufacture or build, making it impossible for honest business people to do business, destroying the ability of the United States to function in the way it has been. It seems like it's both the same story. It's just one are wearing masks and doing physical violence. The others are coming to work in coat and tie and briefcases and stealing that way. But it's both basically the same thing, isn't it?
It's a fair observation you're making, Johnny. I mean, again, when you look at Letitia James, for example, she campaigned for office on the promise that she was going to get Trump. This, again, illustrates the weaponization of the federal government, which really started under Barack Obama. And we're watching the fulfillment of that now with this prosecution and persecution of Donald Trump. So, yeah, I think there is a pretty fair comparison to be made there. Johnny, I got to run. We are coming up on the bottom of the hour. Hang tight, folks, if you are on hold. We're going to get to your calls, 844-747-8868. You're Jerry from Oak Ridge. This is an interesting thought here, because Jerry's not alone. There are a lot of other Republicans out there who say Trump is unelectable. It doesn't matter if he's 50 points ahead of all the other Republicans. He is simply unelectable. So I'm curious, do you agree with that? If so, I mean, all right, well, what happens if he's the nominee? 844-747-8868, that's our number. That's 844-747-8868. I'll tell you what's going to happen. We're going to win. Big.
Constant Contact helps small businesses stand tall with powerful digital marketing solutions. And now with advanced automation and AI tools in one place, we've got your marketing covered so you can focus more on running your business. With our AI content generator, you'll always have the right words to say. And with pre-built automated email and text messages, you'll say the right thing at the right time, every time. Constant Contact delivers the tools you need to keep up, excel, and grow. Try it free at ConstantContact.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Good to have you with us today. A lot happening. Coming up, some great guests. We're going to be talking to Congressman Barry Moore momentarily. Congressman Moore represents Alabama's 2nd Congressional District. We're going to get the very latest on the government shutdown looming, and also a bizarre story involving a veteran who was kicked out of a nursing home. And we'll tell you that story a little bit later on. Congressman Ralph Norman now toying, considering a Senate run against Lindsey Graham. That's going to be fun. And also our friends at First Liberty Institute. We're also following some breaking news coming out of Largo, Florida, where multiple people have reportedly been injured in a shooting at an auto shop. So we'll keep you updated on the developments there from Largo, Florida. Don't have much more intel. We do understand that the gunman is still on the loose. So we'll keep you updated on that story as well. All right, as promised, I want to go back to the phones. We left some folks hanging through the break. Let's go to Asheville, North Carolina. Keith joins us. And, Keith, I know you want to talk about President Trump. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Hey, Todd, how you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
I wanted to let you know I was a long-time listener, first-time caller, and I want to pay you a compliment, Todd, because I was a long-time listener of Rush Limbaugh, and the void that he left, thank God for you for taking up the mantle and replacing him. So,
well,
thank God for you.
Well, thank you. You're kind to say that, Keith. I really appreciate that.
What I want to comment on is I know you had President Trump on a couple of weeks ago, and one of the questions I was wanting you to ask him, and maybe you did ask him, but I just missed it, but what would he do with all these people that have accused him of being a Russian, spy, doing this, doing that, harassing him now, accusing him of every possible thing you could think of? What would he do if he was reelected to these people that have lied against him, broken the law to try to get him arrested or whatever himself? What would he do? What would you do?
Well, Keith, it's a great question. Now, if it was if you're a private person, if you're a private citizen, there's a lot you can do. The challenge that President Trump has is he is a public figure, and the rules are a lot different for people like President Trump and people like myself. Somebody writes or says something that is a lie about me, and that's happened a time or two, I actually have no legal recourse because I'm a public figure. With someone like Donald Trump, now, he can't go after them for some of the things, like the Russian spy stuff. But what he can do is that he can direct the Justice Department to see if, in fact, government agencies violated the law. And if they did, then I say, let's try them. If they're convicted, they ought to spend the rest of their lives in prison.
Well, I don't want to become a banana republic like they're trying to make us now. I don't want to become that. So I know there's a fine line if President Trump tries to do this stuff to get back to the people that try to harm him. But Clapper and Brennan, people like that, they've got to go to jail for what they've done.
So Keith, let me give you an example of that. So General Mark Milley, and Trump got himself in a lot of hot water over the past couple of days because he said that basically Milley committed treason, right? And of course, treason is a crime punishable under death. I mean, it's a death penalty crime. So this goes back to right before the inauguration, when Milley said that he actually called China, and he was talking to government leaders, and he was giving them intel on what was really going on inside the administration. And, of course, we know that Milley, who was then chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that, he was reassuring his Chinese counterparts that if Trump said attack, we would not attack. Or if Trump was going to attack China, that he would give them a heads up. Keith, that is a crime, what Milley admitted to. And I have no problem with Trump, if he's president, saying, hey, we need to investigate that.
Well, one more thing, Tyler, I'll let you go. Have you heard the interview with Milley about how he, if Trump got reelected again, he thinks that he would probably be in trouble if there was an investigation? I think Clapper said the same thing. They interviewed Clapper, and he said the same thing. He thinks he would be in trouble.
Yeah. And again, if they committed crimes, they should be prosecuted. If they're found guilty, then they should serve time. I absolutely believe that. But that is not a banana republic. What's happening with the banana republic is happening right now with Donald Trump. You know, there's absolutely no evidence that this president has done anything except have an opinion.
All right, well, thank you, Todd.
Keith, appreciate that call. All right, thank you for listening to us in Asheville. Let's go to Greg in Georgia. Hi, Greg, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. I heard a caller a few moments ago saying he didn't think that Trump could win against DeSantis in some of these swing state areas. If Trump can't do it, I don't think anyone can. And I just want to refresh people's memories of what happened in these states where elections went on for 4 or 5 days or several days. Any election that goes on more than like a day and a half, there's something going on. And I don't think it's above board. Like in Cincinnati, you saw them putting up cardboard over the windows. In Georgia, we saw them calling a water main break and then sending everyone home and bringing out the suitcases of ballots. So these Democrat-run areas, it's going to be hard for any Republican in these rhino-run elections, too. It's just going to be difficult. We're just going to have to really, I don't know if anyone can win if it goes on for a week or two. They just come up with enough votes to win.
Look, and this is the problem, Greg. The election process is so screwed up, and we've got to get a handle on that. While in the meantime, we've got to play by the same rules that the Democrats are playing by. And if we don't, then we are going to lose elections. I mean, that's just, that's the reality of it. But again,
in Georgia alone, there were some 40,000 people called in witnessing election fraud.
That is correct. They did. And it's going to be incumbent upon. And the problem is we had so many grifters jumping in and getting involved. And it just It muddied it. And I think for the average American who is not listening to politics every day, none of it made any sense at all. And a lot of the stuff the grifters were bringing to the table turned out to be fraudulent, turned out not to be true. And as a result of that, well, guess what? You've got people that have just zoned out now. They've just completely zoned out on the issue. Greg, appreciate the call. And by the way, to that point, Republicans can win in blue states. We see what's happening right now in New York City and in Chicago, where those cities are now being, and using air quotes here, overrun by illegals. I mean, they've got nowhere near the numbers of illegals they've got down in the border cities. But anyway, for the sake of this conversation, they say they've been overrun by illegals. And these illegals are being relocated into minority neighborhoods. And you've got black citizens in Chicago that are up in arms right now. And they're saying, no, 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 not in my backyard. We do not want these illegals in our backyard. And you've got Democrats that are saying tough cookies. So my question is, where is the Republican Party in all of this? Why isn't the Republican Party boots on the ground in that neighborhood in Chicago signing up new members of the party? Where is the Republican Party? And what exactly are they doing? Nobody seems to know. And that's a big problem. I mean, we talk about this being the most important election of our lifetime. Well, somebody needs to tell Ronna McDaniel over at RNC headquarters, because it doesn't feel like it. It doesn't feel like we're actually engaged and we're in the game here. But I'm telling you, the Democrats, they're going to be loaded. And they're going to be loaded for bear. And it's not going to be Joe Biden. So let's see how all this plays out. If Fox News is going to help pick the Democrat candidate, you watch and see how this plays out. All right, I want to play some audio for you. There's a big controversy right now in New York City where a 95-year-old Korean War veteran was kicked out of a nursing home. You say, Todd, what did the 95-year-old Korean War veteran do to get kicked out of the nursing home? Well, he was an American citizen. And they moved the Korean War veteran out of his nursing home to make way for an illegal alien shelter. Cut number three.
It was very disgraceful what they did to the people in Island Shores. They gave us time to get out, but they never said when. And they never said they were going to get us out. And then one day, there's a thing on the board, a notice on the board, you got to be out by March 15th. I think that gave us like a month and a half to find out where we're going to go. I thought my suitcases were going to be on the curb because I'm not that fast. If it wasn't for my daughter, they would have been on the curb. But that's what it happened, and that was it. I said, no, 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 you're not moving me. And they said, yes, 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 we are. And everything was done behind closed doors.
Yeah.
And we didn't have a chance to actually make any attempt to stop them because there wasn't enough time.
So the gentleman you just heard there is Frank Tamaro. He is a 95-year-old decorated Korean War veteran, and he was living in a nursing home. Now, that nursing home has now been turned into a center for illegal aliens. And Mr. Tamaro and the other elderly citizens of this nursing home were given less than 2 months' notice to find somewhere else to live. And he says this is really aggravating, and of course it would be aggravating. Now, we understand that Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis has taken up his case. She says, quote, my blood pressure went through the roof when I found out that Homes for the Homeless cut a deal with the city to turn the Island Shores nursing home into a migrant shelter. She says our tax dollars should not be utilized to house citizens of other countries, especially at the expense of our senior citizens and our veterans who put their lives on the line, paid taxes their whole lives, and built our communities. So I've asked this question many times over the years, and I never get a good answer. But the question is very simple. And let's just, we will take this particular issue. You have a military-aged illegal alien. Say he's 22 years old, right? So you have an illegal alien, 22 years old, and you have a 95-year-old American war hero. Who do you provide shelter to? Do you provide shelter to the military-aged illegal alien, or do you provide shelter for the 95-year-old American war hero? Because that decision was already made in New York City, and the decision was to hell with the veterans. Understand what they're doing here. They're telling these elderly people, your life doesn't matter. We're kicking you out of your nursing home to make room for military-aged illegal alien men. You think that's fair, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. That's our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds, owner of Mint Mobile, with a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment. Anyway, give it a try at mintmobile.com/save.
New activation and upfront payment for 3-month plan required. Taxes and fees extra. Additional restrictions apply. See mintmobile.com for full terms.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Happy to have you with us. By the way, got to tell you about our great friends over at Newsmax. They're just crushing it, and we've really been honored to have some Newsmax folks with us here in Memphis and putting together some stuff for our studio. And the folks over at Newsmax are just doing some incredible, incredible work. As a matter of fact, they have a new survey up. President Trump, by the way, leading in the polls. And there's only one network that's been covering President Trump's events live. By the way, when the president talks to the union workers today, Newsmax will be there broadcasting it live. That's Newsmax. Millions of people have already switched over. And that's because Newsmax is the real news that you can trust. I watch it all the time, and you should, too. By the way, Rob Schmidt on tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern. Gotta watch Rob. Newsmax on all major cable systems. And if your cable operator does not carry Newsmax, just call and demand Newsmax. And, of course, don't forget to download the Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android. It is absolutely free, and you can start watching at any time. And I would encourage you to do that before Monday. That's all I'm going to say about that. We've been doing a lot of teasing lately. All right, let's go to the phones here. Chattanooga, Tennessee, Ozzie on the line. Ozzie, what say you?
Hey, Todd, first of all, thanks a lot for doing a great job, and I mean that from my heart, okay?
Thank you.
Here's something that, you get my Irish going once in a while, man, when we're still talking about the Republicans saying they're just feckless and weak in this. They are not Republicans. They are actors. We have got to understand these people are against us. They are our enemy. And I'm going to say about two-thirds of these Republicans, they're worse than the Democrats because we know who the Democrats are. But these Republicans, people need to wake up, man. I came from California. You know, I have the talk show. I do a talk show host here in Chattanooga on Nuga Radio. The point is I love being out here because there's more freedom. But I used to tell people 20 years ago in California, the vision is that we will be like Cuba in California. And people used to look at me like I was nuts. And now you know what they're saying? Bill, you were right. And I'm telling you, Todd, these Republicans, most of them are actors. They're not real.
Well, yeah, I mean, they are playing a part. But again, this goes back to the average American sitting there on election day. You got to do your homework. You got to check these people out. You got to go. You got to engage the political process. And if you don't do that, then, yeah, you're going to have the rhinos, the Republicans in name only, winning the day. I think your numbers, though, are pretty spot on. I would say about a third of them are legitimately conservative Republicans, and the others are either rhinos or conservative Democrats, and there's really no such thing as a conservative Democrat.
I agree, Todd, and I want to say, I mean this again, I am proud of you that Fox News, that garbage they pulled on you, you left and you started your own gig out there. Thank you very much for giving us a voice, all right?
Well, Ozzy, you're kind to say that, and thank you. And we love all of our great listeners on Nuga Radio and the Super Talk, Tennessee, WTJS. We've got stations all over America now that carry the program, and we're honored that you good people in Chattanooga are hanging out with us. All right, 844-747-8868. We've got Webb in Maine coming up, listening to us on WLOB. That's Ray Richardson country. All right, stick around, everybody. We'll be right back.
Do you hear the crowd cheering as the ball hits the hardwood floor? This is the moment. With only 5 seconds left on the clock, you pull up for the game-winning shot. You watch it soar through the air, just for it to fall short because of the exhaustion from playing all night. Don't let this be you. Fuel your body with whole fruits and vegetables to play hard through the night and end the game with a swish. Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code REAL.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman Barry Moore from Alabama joins us. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
Hey, Todd, I'm doing well, and it's awesome to be on the Patriot Mobile line. I like the sound of that.
It's a great cell phone company, and they've been sponsors of us for a very long time, and it's America's only Christian and conservative wireless carrier, Congressman, so they do good work out there.
Yeah, they do, and that's good to know. Like I said, the sound of that is incredible. I appreciate actually the lead in with that.
So I know Congressman Matt Rosendale was up until the wee hours. Were you with that crowd? Were you up all night?
Yeah, I think I got to bed about 2 this morning. I don't know how long Matt stayed up. There's no telling, knowing Matt. He's in the fight, certainly. But I think ours was about 2 a.m. this morning when we got to bed. It was a long day yesterday, my friend. A long day for sure.
No, I can imagine. And going to be some long days heading up to the 30th. And I'm curious, where do you think things stand right now? And do you think there is going to be a government shutdown?
So a couple of things. I think right now we're trying to do business the way Congress ought to do business with 12 approach bills. And so we managed to get a few out before the recess. We got the veterans funding out before the recess and MILCON, which is your contracts for construction. Then, you know, this week we're going to try to move 3 or 4 more standard approach bills. And I think the beauty of these approach bills is with us in the majority in the House, Todd, it's not just spending anymore, but there's good policy. We're doing away with all this woke travel for abortion stuff, you know, with the military. Certainly Coach Turnbull's been trying to hold the line in the Senate, but we put that to the budget, so to speak, and cut that out. These trans surgeries, things that we can do through policy that helps the country survive and become better. So as we go through the approach process, it's mixed with spending and good policy. And so it's important for us as Republicans right now to get the wins on these approach bills. And I think we're moving in the right direction. We'll see. I do expect a shutdown probably by the end of the week. I don't think we'll quite get there. But, hey, look, when they say government shutdown, really 85% of government continues to function. The problem is all the mandatory spending, Todd. There's the fights we're having on the budget right now, discretionary. And at some point in the near future, we need to look at this mandatory spending, which Congress really doesn't have a lot of control over, that's been put into law over the years.
No, I'm with you on that. I mean, the spending is just insane. But I think a lot of people are just beyond frustrated and outraged over how much money we continue to send to Ukraine, especially when you have people here in this country that are hurting. We have a border that needs defending, and I appreciate the fact that Ukraine needs to protect their borders, but we've got to protect ours too.
Yeah, I agree with that, and you know, that's why I haven't voted for the Ukraine funding. I've just been like a no vote on it because, number one, they're a young democracy. I mean, they're just – and the problem with being a very young democracy, when I say young democracy, less than probably 4 decades now – you got so much corruption, and they're still trying to find their way. And when you pump this kind of money into that economy over there, and you got very limited oversight. That's why I've been a no vote. I don't mind us maybe helping our allies in spots, but we need oversight. This is America's money. It's the taxpayers' money of the U.S., and we're just writing one check after another. My question is, when are we throwing good money after bad? And it's because of mismanagement from the get-go. And even when I was in Ukraine, Todd, in 2021, this could have all been avoided if President Donald Trump had been reelected. But Joe Biden, day one, he just shut down the Keystone Pipeline in America and gave Putin a green light on Nord Stream 2, which gave him the ability to make war and to produce revenue to go out and invade Ukraine. And, of course, dropping the ball like we did coming out of Afghanistan in the end of August, Russians went ahead and mobilized the Ukraine border because they saw we were so feckless in the White House and weak on leadership. And they saw an opportunity there. And these rogue nations, these bad actors, they never miss an opportunity to abuse and strike and to seize power. And it's because we're weak as America and we're not doing our job here. But you're right, my friend. We got an invasion on the southern border that has to be addressed before we worry about other countries.
Well said. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Congressman Barry Moore from Alabama. Congressman, closer to home, I was curious to get your thoughts on this situation involving Auburn University. You've got the head football coach down there, Hugh Freeze, fending off a fight from the atheist, and they're all upset because revival has apparently broken out on campus, and the coaches are right in the thick of things.
Hey, brother, listen, I will fight an atheist any day of the week because I know who wins that, right, in the end game. And so I'm excited. Look, Coach Pearl, Coach Freeze are friends of mine. And when I saw what they were doing on campus, Todd, you and I both know, and I think we believe that really the solution for our nation is the next generation, but knowing the Creator and serving Him. And so it is a spiritual battle for the future of the country. We're winning that in Auburn, and I'm proud to be an Auburn alum. And I tell you, there is no way we ever go wrong when the leaders on campus lead people to Christ, because that is the fight we need to be in. That's the issue we need to engage, and I think it's great for our country. It speaks great for our university and our coaches there.
And again, for the record, if you've got a Baptist doing the baptizing, somebody's getting dunked. I mean, that's just all there is to it.
Hey, they tried to hold me under a little while, Todd. They said I need a little more than most.
I love it. That's great. Congressman, also, we played some audio from this 95-year-old Korean War veteran, the poor guy in a nursing home in New York in Nicole Malliotakis' district, and she's up in arms because they're kicking this guy out of his nursing home to make way for illegal aliens. They're going to turn the nursing home into a housing place for illegals. And this has been my question all along from day one. We only have limited resources, so who do you take care of? Do you take care of the veterans, the American war veterans, or do you take care of the illegal aliens of military age?
Can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine the message that must send to us as we're struggling right now as a nation to hit our recruitment goals for the armed services, for all the branches in a lot of ways? And here we are, we've got a veteran who fought in the Korean War who he saw friends. I'm sure he lost friends and a few years of his life and probably a lot of PTSD coming out of that. And we're going to kick that man out in the street for people who have never paid into this country, they've never fought for this country, they've done nothing for this country but come here to get a free ride. And, man, that is when we need to get back to America first. But that sends the wrong message to young people who may be looking at the military. Todd, I don't know, but I thought, like, these sanctuary cities were all about bringing in these illegals. But now it's like they're getting a little bit of buyer's remorse when policy really starts to impact the local people. And so it is a tragedy what's going on in this country and the people that are poured across the border. The fact that we're displacing American veterans and kicking people out of some of these retirement homes so we can put people who are not American citizens in them, I don't even know how you put words to that, man, but I can tell you right now that is not the right direction for the country. It ought to inflame all of us. It ought to upset us all. But, hey, man, it's a sad day in America when we've got that sort of thing going on.
All right. Congressman Moore, defending veterans, fighting the atheist. Man, we're having a good time today. Congressman, we appreciate you as always. We're going to be paying really close attention. Know you're going to have a busy couple of days coming up.
Todd, we appreciate you, my friend. Stay in the fight, brother. Pray for our nation. Tell your listeners to pray for our nation because, again, I think this is a spiritual battle. It's something we all have to engage in, whether we want to or not. Now is the time.
Well said. All right, folks, Congressman Barry Moore there on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we appreciate the congressman and his great work. I love to see the congressman go toe-to-toe with the atheist. Oh, wow. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, going right to the phones here, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, speaking of Patriot Mobile, and we were so excited yesterday We had our good friend Glenn Story, the president of Patriot Mobile, on the show. Patriot Mobile, for 10 years now, they have been America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they have been great partners of this radio program, and that's why I am super proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide cell phone coverage, and they give you the ability to access all three major networks. And that means you get the same coverage you've always been accustomed to without funding the left. You see, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, and the sanctity of life. They're a customer service team, by the way, 100% U.S.-based, and they make it so easy to switch over. Get this, you get to keep your number, you get to keep your phone, or you can upgrade because they sell phones too. So all you have to do is go check them out, patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. Now, they're going to give you free activation today with my promo code offer. It's Todd, T-O-D-D. That's the offer code. You give them that code, they're going to give you it's a $30 value. So you're going to be saving a lot of money. Free activation today with the promo code Todd at patriotmobile.com/Todd, or just give them a call, 972-PATRIOT.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, redballoon.work.
Let's go to the great state of Maine. Webb is hanging out with us today. WLOB, our great station there. Hi, Webb. What's on your mind?
Hello, Todd. I think, first of all, we're in trouble with what that gentleman was saying before about any votes that have passed. We don't know if they're legitimate. So whatever we get, the Republicans win, the Democrats will just stuff extra ballots in. So I have a proposal to fix that. We either go through the state or through private people to monitor committees that will monitor all incoming mail and the machines themselves, which have been noted to, what shall we say, you vote for A and they register B. But that if we don't get a handle on checking what's going on, we're going to lose. And any state that refuses to have that check done automatically is put under scrutiny and their votes have to be checked. We should get that either passed in Congress or something.
I like that idea. And again, there's no reason why our elections should be, you know, should be compromised. None whatsoever. So, Webb, I like that idea.
And see, here's the best part. How can they justly rebel against that? All we're trying to do is to verify legality.
Fair enough. That's it. Webb, appreciate that call. Let's go to Billy in Flintstone, Georgia. Hi, Billy. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Todd? I'm going to try to be short and let you know exactly what's going on. Donald Trump is up against the people that they not only want to put him in jail, they want to take everything he has, and eventually they want to kill him. And it's just, he's the test, a guy that was president and is a multi-billionaire. If they can do that to him, you better believe that Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk are next, and they're just going to take everything they got, put them in jail, and that's just the way it's going right now. And I couldn't tell you what the answer is to it, but I can kind of see where it's going.
You know, it's interesting, Billy, when you look at the why, and a lot of folks don't want to look at the why of all of this. You know, Donald Trump really did start the process of dismantling the deep state and the swamp. And that's really who is fighting back here. That's what this is all about. He was not a career politician. He wasn't a politician at all. So he had no skin in the game. You know, anybody else, they would have bowed down and surrendered to the deep state. And we're watching Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy do that right now in front of our very eyes. So ultimately, I think that's why they want to take him out, is because Trump was exposing the people that really are running this country.
Well, that's why I say that taking everything he got is not enough for him. They want him dead. And, you know, they're going to start with Bezos, and they're going to take his company apart, and they're going to ruin him and steal everything he's got. And Elon Musk, I'm going to say within 2 weeks they'll start handing in indictments on him. What? And that's just that's the way it's going.
Dude, I would not be surprised. Billy, I would not be surprised if something like that were to happen.
Write that down.
All right.
And I promise it's going to happen. You have a good day, Tom.
All right, Billy. You too. Appreciate that call. Oh, where is that story? This is great. So we've got to go over to New Prague, Minnesota. They've got a school district there. And they made all the teachers, all the faculty, they had to go through a training seminar. And in this training seminar, and we actually have a copy of the video they had to watch, in this video, it portrayed white people as mosquitoes who were like the mosquitoes, right? The ones that bite you in the summertime. So they portrayed white people as mosquitoes who go out of their way to target black people. Take a listen to the video.
Mosquito bites and their itch are one of nature's most annoying features. But if you're only bitten every once in a while...
No, where are you really from?
Cleveland.
Sure, it's annoying, but it's not that big a deal. The problem is that some people get bitten by mosquitoes a lot more than other people. I mean, a lot more. Whether it's on a date...
Oh, your English is so good.
Excuse me?
Going grocery shopping.
You know, everything happens for a reason.
I'm just buying apples.
Commuting to work.
So when are you going to have a baby?
Watching TV.
We have to keep the Redskins' name. It's part of our culture and history.
Or just walking down the street with your partner.
I couldn't even tell you were gay.
Mosquitoes seem to pop up everywhere.
Do you know John? Give me shopping advice.
So fabulous.
I love Cher too.
And getting bit by mosquitoes every day.
Can I touch your hair?
Multiple times a day.
So pretty.
Can I touch it? Please.
It's annoying. And makes you want to go ballistic on those mosquitoes. Which seems like a huge overreaction to people who only get bit every once in a while.
It's just a mosquito bite. Who cares?
Just another angry black woman.
Of course, beyond just being annoying, some mosquitoes carry truly threatening diseases that can mess up your life for years.
Astrophysics? Maybe you should try this challenging major.
Ow, my dreams.
And other mosquitoes carry strains that can even kill you.
You looked like he was up to trouble, okay? I felt threatened.
So next time you think someone's overreacting, just remember, some people experience mosquito bites all the time.
You're all so exotic. Wow.
And by mosquito bites, we mean microaggressions.
All right. So they advocate the mass genocide and extermination of white people. How about that? Let's go to lunch. So this happened in New Prague, Minnesota, and a website called Alpha News first reported this. So they've got the video and interviewed the school district. And the school district says there's really nothing wrong with this video at all, that white people are, in fact, problematic. And the school district says that this is all part of the professional development to address the needs of their diverse community. And at one point in the video, the black character gets so annoyed at all the white mosquitoes that she pulls out a flamethrower and incinerates all of the white mosquitoes. It's sort of hard not to read into that. It really is. But anyway, the video shows, and it was, you can watch it over the website, but basically it shows all these white people going after blacks, and they're all mosquitoes. You just can't make this stuff up. I am telling you, you cannot make this stuff up. And this is how the race war will start. because the teachers will be taking all of this information, all of this knowledge, into the classroom. And I'm telling you, it is bad news for white folk there in New Prague. If I were you, I would stay away from open flames. That's all I'm saying. By the way, all this month, we are raising money to help our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom, the nation's top religious liberty law firm. And it really is up to us to protect the truth and God-given rights of our children. And that's why we want you to head over to our website, toddstearns.com, and click on the Defend Freedom banner. That's Defend Freedom banner, top of the website. And you'll be able to help us. We're trying to raise $25,000 this month. And all of that money will go to defending your fellow countrymen who are coming under attack. ADF doesn't take a single penny from clients. So they rely on all of us folks to help them out. And we'd love for you to help them out as well. Go to toddstearns.com and you click on that Defend Freedom banner. All right, folks, stick around. Hour three coming up. Congressman Ralph Norman is here. We're also going to be talking about a big school board controversy in Arizona. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, hello, everybody. Hour three of the big show getting underway. Hope you're doing well wherever you might be today. We have got a lot going on this hour. Want to get right to it. Let's head over to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our good friend Congressman Ralph Norman from South Carolina. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Well, always glad to be with you, Todd.
And the question is, will we soon be able to call you Senator Norman? Have you made a final decision on the Senate run?
Well, Todd, as you know, an hour in politics is a long way off. 2026 is when this race comes up. My comments, and yes, I am looking at it. I've, you know, not shy about saying that. I've been very disappointed in the votes of Lindsey Graham. I like him. I've campaigned for him, particularly in the last election against Jamie Harrison, and I would do it again against Harrison, but. You know, Lindsey is a once he's elected, he's a liberal for 4 years and then a conservative the last 2 years. And I think the American people are tired of it. I mean, our country we have a severe economic crisis in this country, along with a security crisis with the border. So we'll see. It's a it's not about personality. It's not about anything other than if we don't change the course of this country, then from a financial standpoint and from a security standpoint, then we'll cease to be a republic as we know it. So, yes, I'm looking at it, and we'll see as time moves on, we'll see how things develop.
Well, I think we see that with the good people of South Carolina. We've seen the rallies and the response has not been very good for Senator Graham. And I'm with you. I like him. Some days he does a good job, but for the most part, he's running as a liberal. So we'll give you some time, but we'd love for you to come on and make the announcement on the show.
Well, you know, Lindsey has done some good things like judges. But he should appoint conservative judges.
Right.
That's like saying going swimming, you get wet. Yeah, you should get wet. And if you're a Republican, you appoint constitutional officers who will uphold the rule of law. And so, but other things, locking us into a untenable spending spree until September is just, I went over the ledge on that, to be honest with you. But anyway, we'll see how it plays out as months progress.
You know, Congressman, meanwhile, a lot happening there in the House and the Senate. And I know that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell issuing a not-so-subtle threat to House Republicans over the continuing resolution and the spending bill. Where do things stand now? We just had Congressman Barry Moore on from Alabama. He believes that there's probably going to be a shutdown.
I think it probably will. I know Kevin, we had a meeting this morning. He's going to get over the Senate a continuing resolution for probably 30 days. He had agreed to a spending amount of 1.47. And so, you know, we're moving our appropriation bills through. And Todd, just for your listeners, all of this could have been avoided had the 12 appropriation bills been considered when they should have in June or July. We've always known that September 30th was the end date for the current year. For budget-wise, October 1 has always been the beginning of a new budget year, and you have to have your numbers and your budget passed with top line numbers. We just didn't have that. So that is a fault of Kevin. He's done some good things, but he's just did not prioritize spending, which this is the cancer in the country. What we're going through now and going through amendments, which is a good thing. Under Pelosi, we couldn't offer amendments. But here we had over 400 that we're going through for four appropriation bills. And we'll see how it works out. But the Senate's never been a stronghold for conservatism. And so what they're proposing of what we hear is coming our way is $6 billion in funding for Ukraine, $5 billion for humanitarian reasons, which is along with the current 22 spending, which is insane. So we'll see how it works out and how it plays out over the next couple of days. We will be here through the weekend. We should have been here all last week and all last weekend, too.
And instead, the speaker sends everybody home. Is he doing the job he's supposed to be doing?
What he's failed on is, again, the cancer in this country is spending and getting our budget in check, cutting programs. No business, no family goes from year to year and only adds to the spending. We're $32 trillion. The interest alone, for your listeners, is $20,000 per second to carry the interest on this debt. And so it's a crisis now. And then when you add to that the 5 to 10 to 15 million illegals that are going to burden our school system, our 100-plus giveaway programs that this country has, I don't think we can sustain it. So it's a crisis mode, and that's why we did what we did in January to put the speaker on notice that, among other things, he's got to get this spending on a downward trajectory. Are you going to fix it in one session? No. But we haven't even made the effort, which is a huge problem for many of us, and really it's a growing problem.
Congressman Ralph Norman on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Just what, a couple of days ago, we saw a flag being raised. Some people say it's Venezuela's flag. Others say it's Colombia's. Doesn't really matter to me. These people raised their own flag and planted it on American soil. And Congressman, it just seems to me we go back to what is actually going on at our border, where it is not only just an invasion now, but we're looking at an occupation of our country by the enemy.
And not only that, the whole reason, and I suspected this when this happened, when Biden came into office, he stopped the wall construction in spite of the fact that the steel was there, the contractors had been paid, and you've got to have a designated point of entry. And during one of the debates, when they were denying that a wall, in Rose debate, they were denying that a raw wall was effective, I said, what about the door to your house? What about the fences and impediments around a stadium? What about that? Is that all they get is words. Here's what's going on. They are having people in this country, and when they go to the different municipalities that are being paid for by your tax dollars, they're registering them to vote, giving them a license, and furnishing them with a Social Security number. That literally happened in New York, and it's happening all over the country. And it's just for power, and they think that they're going to get by with this. It's unconstitutional, but better yet, it's just un-American that they're doing this.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. We'll be paying close attention over the next couple of days, and we'll see how things work out. But I think there are a lot of people out there across this country, and they see that, you know, the billions of dollars going to Ukraine to protect their border while our border is left unsecured, and they say that is just untenable.
Untenable is un-American, and it's got to be stopped.
All right. Well, Congressman, again, appreciate it. Congressman Ralph Norman from South Carolina, representing the good people of the 5th Congressional District. All right, folks, got to take a break here. What do you think? Shut down the government? Is that what should the Republicans hold their ground here and shut it down? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. So I want to share with you guys a story. And here in Memphis, Tennessee, we're gearing up for a pretty nasty mayor's race. And there's a lot of mudslinging going on and accusations of scandal, and it's pretty fascinating. I am a huge fan of Judge Joe Brown. Remember him, the TV judge? So he's actually from Memphis and was and is running for mayor. And the guy is, he is not afraid of taking on anybody and everybody. And I think there are, 17, 18 people running for mayor, all black candidates. So, which is great because you've got some of them screaming about racism and you're like, well, there aren't any white people running. What are you people talking about? So anyway, one of the guys running, his name is Van Turner. And the media is an interesting beast. You know, we have a lot of the TV stations, newspapers in town have been decimated. So they hire these young kids and they don't know much. And so they don't know the history or the backstory. But I want to share a story with you because it's really fascinating. It involves a man by the name of Van Turner, who heads up the NAACP chapter here. They're only supporting the advancement of a certain demographic of people, not all people. And he was a commissioner. He was an elected representative, a Shelby County commissioner. So anyway, in 2017, there was a lot of turmoil in Memphis over the statues and monuments. And you had these radical race-baiting lunatics that were out there, and they were marching in the streets, and they were holding the press conferences. And they were saying that the statues were killing people, that the Confederate statues had to come down, that the Confederate statues were dividing Memphis, Tennessee, that the Confederate monuments were physically hurting people. And, of course, I was back in New York City, and someone sending me all this information, I was shocked. I had no idea that these statues were coming down from their pedestals and actually assaulting people on the streets of Memphis. I had no earthly idea. I was shocked, horrified even. So it turns out that there are a number of parks that were named after Confederate war generals, that there were statues. I think there was a Jefferson Davis statue in one park, and there was a giant statue of Nathan Bedford Forrest on a horse in this beautiful park right near downtown. And at the base of the monument, the general and his wife were buried. And so this was the center of the controversy because you had this majority Democrat city council, and the mayor at the time is still the mayor. His name is Jim Strickland. He's a white dude. Don't know how he got elected. Anyway, he was all about taking down the statues and the monuments, but there was a problem. You see, there's a state law, and the law says that the city cannot remove these statues and monuments from taxpayer-owned property. So they concocted a scheme, and you can Google this. It's a fascinating story. The Atlantic did an amazing deep dive onto all of this. But the city concocted a scheme. So they went to this guy, Van Turner, who is now running for mayor, and they all colluded together. And so Van Turner suddenly came up with this nonprofit that was created overnight. The city council met in emergency session in the dark, literally in the dark of night. While they were doing that, they pre-positioned police and a very large crane at the park where Nathan Bedford Forrest was on top of the horse. And everybody knew something was up, but nobody knew what was up because the city was not allowed to remove that statue from city-owned property. And that's when they did it. In the dark of night, they immediately sold the park to Mr. Turner and his nonprofit. And within a matter of seconds after that happening, they immediately went in and took down the statues. It stinks. It is scandal. It is corruption to its core. And then you've got the mayor of Memphis. Kind of looks like Peter Griffin, that guy from Family Guy. And anyway, he was out there in front of the cameras. Well, it's all legal. We're just following the law. It's all legal. You sick conservatives. Yeah, there was a loophole. And that's fine. If they're going to take down the statues, okay, fine, whatever. I'm not fine with it, but that's not the point of the story. Guess how much they sold the parks for? We're talking about a 10-acre park in downtown, and then the other is a park overlooking the Mississippi River. This is prime real estate in Memphis. They sold both parks for a grand total of $2,000. Each park, $1,000 apiece. Nobody else in the city had the opportunity. Had I known that, I would have personally, Todd Starnes, would have purchased that property. And you know what? The statues would have still been in place. But $2,000. Nobody raised an eyebrow about it. Not a single reporter in the city thought, wait a second, that doesn't sound right. So I did a little bit of digging, and I found out at the time, this information has been erased. But in the tax assessor's office, they said that property, each property was worth about $1 million apiece. So you've got, we're just going to lowball it. You've got $2 million worth of property that was sold to a Shelby County commissioner in the dark of night under a nonprofit that had just mysteriously been created for just $2,000. Does that smell right to you, ladies and gentlemen? Is it just me? I smell corruption here. So anyway, here we are a few years removed from 2017, and this guy, this Van Turner guy, who is just really a shady dude, real big time shady. The two parks, and he said, oh, we're going to create these utopias. It's going to be beautiful oasis oasises in downtown Memphis. It will be beautiful beyond belief. One of them is now a de facto homeless camp, and the other is where potheads go to smoke their dope. That's the reason. You can't make this up. And now this guy wants to be the next mayor, and what's frightening is he's getting all the radical progressive vote and support. So this guy could be the next mayor. But I want to know from the current mayor, Jim Strickland, it's all legal. We're just following the law. I'm just curious. What in his mind convinced him to sell a $1 million piece of property for just $1,000? You think there's going to be a kickback there? Because when Mr. Turner sells that park, that property, you think he's going to sell it for $1,000, $2,000, you think that's going to happen? I don't think so. I don't think so. So all that to say, with Mr. Turner, what makes him think that he can run a major metropolitan city when he can't even clean up his own park? I'd love for him to explain that to me. But I smell corruption. That's what I smell here. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, I've been raising this in my column and on my little personal Facebook page, and I get blowback. Oh, you're just racist. That's all. You're just racist. Well, no, I'm not racist. I just want to know who in their right mind thinks it's okay to sell taxpayer-funded property at $1,000. Who does that? You're just not allowed to ask those questions. Well, why not? Because you're not in the majority of this city. Oh, I see now. Okay. All right, I see. So who's the racist now? All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. By the way, Nathan Bedford Forrest became a born-again Christian and spent the rest of his life trying to make amends. You don't hear that story, do you? Oh, wow. Well, here we go. Some news out of Philadelphia. All liquor stores in Philadelphia are shutting down today. And last night, about 18 liquor stores actually were hit by the mob of thugs and thugettes. But this coming from Ross Alert. All Philadelphia liquor stores have been closed today. At least 18 were broken into after last night's mass looting across Philadelphia. So there you go. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. That shooting update out of Largo, Florida, we told you about earlier in the program, looks like one person dead, another person shot there in Largo, Florida, at an auto repair shop. Crazy story coming out of Arizona. We've been telling you about this all day on the program. A school board member, and I want to read the headline from First Liberty Institute, Arizona school board sued by a member for censoring scripture readings at meetings. So let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to Andy Gold, a senior counsel at First Liberty and the lead attorney on the case. Andy, good to have you with us today. Tell us what's happening here.
Well, thank you for having me, Todd. Heather is a mother of four children who all go to school in the Peoria School District. She grew up in the district, very civic-minded, very involved parent. She decided to run for school board last year and won. But when she went to her first board meeting, she met a lot of resistance. As you know, these school board meetings are full of acrimony and can be quite hostile. And so she's a woman of faith. And so she prayed and she read a verse at the beginning of her member comments simply to give her strength. And it was Joshua 1:9. Each of the board members has an opportunity to make comments during the board meeting. And they usually make comments about sports teams or new programs in the district. Well, at the beginning of her comment, she read a verse and then moved on to her comments. And she continued to do that at each board meeting. Well, the pushback was incredible. People in the community were angry. They would get up and public comment. And then eventually she was told by the district, you're violating the Establishment Clause when you reference scripture during a board meeting. So that's when we got involved.
So we're talking about Heather Rooks. She is a member of the Peoria Unified School District there in Arizona. And I guess right out of the gate here, is in fact that a violation of the Establishment Clause?
Absolutely not. Look, public officials have been citing Bible scripture since George Washington. Even Joe Biden and Barack Obama have cited Bible scripture. Abraham Lincoln, Franklin Roosevelt, the Peoria City Council that meets just a few miles away from the Peoria School District starts their council sessions with a prayer. So the idea that a public official can't recite a scripture during a public meeting goes against the entire history and tradition of this country. And frankly, it is protected under the First Amendment. So our lawsuit seeks a declaration from the Federal District Court in Arizona that Heather has the right and the constitutional guarantee to recite her scripture.
Yeah, of course, this makes absolutely no sense. And of all the things, to complain about, having a board member who is allowed to speak anyway at a board meeting, quoting a short Bible verse, is just simply ludicrous.
It is ludicrous. And it is just simply something that gives her support. She's not proselytizing anyone. It isn't directed at anyone. It is to give her strength. I think what we see in this country now is a lack of tolerance for views that people don't agree with. But for every person like Heather who stands up and protects her rights, it protects somebody else's right to cite what they want to cite or to cite scripture or verses from their faith. So people don't really see the value of someone protecting their rights, because every person like Heather who stands up for her rights protects somebody else's right. But it seems at this point in our history that there's an effort to silence some voices over others.
Well, I'm glad you guys are on the case. And again, Andy, great work. We're going to be following this case. And, folks, First Liberty Institute, the law firm of Gibson, Dunn, and Crutcher have filed this federal lawsuit against the school district. Have you heard anything at all from the district? Have they tried to backtrack? Have they apologized? Or are they standing their ground?
Not yet, Todd. But keep in mind that we filed yesterday afternoon, so they haven't been formally served with the complaint yet. And that can take time depending on whether they accept service or whether we have to do it through a process server. So no formal response yet.
All right. Very good. Well, we appreciate you coming on the program today and giving us an update, and keep us posted.
Will do, Todd. Thank you so much.
All right. Andy Gould, ladies and gentlemen, senior counsel at First Liberty Institute and the lead attorney on this case. Go get them. That's what I say. All right. I've got to share this story with you. This is so awful. But I want to alert you folks that are conservatives, and I want you to pay very close attention here on this. There are a lot of people out there that are new to the conservative movement, and they are grifters. So you really have to go back and make sure that people really are who they say they are. Now, on this program, we have a philosophy, live and let live, right? That's what, you know, this is America. You can live your life however you want to live your life. But when you campaign or you go out there and you try to take a position, and it turns out that you are guilty of the same behavior that you are opposing, then that's a problem. By the way, there's also a word for that. We call it hypocrisy. That's what we call it, hypocrisy. Well, here's the story. It's an exclusive from News Channel 5 in Nashville. There is a woman running for mayor in Franklin, Tennessee. Her name is Gabrielle Hansen. Now, Ms. Hansen is a conservative. She was very upset because Franklin held a pride, was it a parade, a pride event, some sort of a rally, anyway, a pride festival. We'll check into that part of it. We will we'll probe that story, if you will. Anyway, Ms. Hansen's very upset over all of that, and so she was challenging the mayor. So she threw her hand in the ring, and she says, this kind of behavior is unacceptable. This is bad for the children. We don't need the children to see all these people running around in Speedos and leather and all that whatnot, right? Okay, fine, well and good. Well, Channel 5 has discovered that Ms. Hansen's husband, and by the way, they're originally from Chicago, so they're carpetbaggers. They moved down to Nashville. And it turns out, according to Channel 5, that while they were living in Chicago, that Ms. Hansen's husband actually took part in a gay pride parade. But it gets even worse. Her husband was wearing nothing but an American flag Speedo at the pride event. So the television station is asking some questions here, and I think these are fair questions. Because Ms. Hansen is, you know, saying, oh, I'm MAGA woman. I am pro-family, and we have to protect the innocent children. And so they went to confront Ms. Hansen and her husband and said, hey, can you explain why your husband is wearing a tiny red, white, and blue swimsuit in the middle of downtown Chicago? And by the way, other images that they've come across show Gabrielle Hansen hanging out with flamboyant drag queens. And by the way, she's anti-drag queen. So here's the thing. If you're going to be anti-gay pride parade, fine, be anti-gay pride parade. But make sure that you and your spouse have not actually participated in gay pride parades. Or if you're going to be anti-drag queen, guess what? That's fine. Be anti-drag queen, but there's no reason at that point for you to be going to the drag parade. To the drag bars. Do you understand what? This is unbelievable. Mr. Hansen was then a candidate for the 5th Congressional District in Illinois. All right, let's go through the thought process here. Mr. Hansen told the Windy City Times at the time, I thought, how am I going to make an impact in the parade? I'm a Republican. Nobody's going to want to listen to me. Okay, then don't go to the parade, sir. Because in his thinking process, he thought, oh, I know, I'm going to wear a patriotic Speedo. Now, I just want to speak for all of America for just a moment, and I rarely do this, ladies and gentlemen. You're all free to form your own opinions. But Speedos are of the devil, and they're also European. There's no reason for a God-fearing, red-blooded American man to be wearing a Speedo. That's my commentary for the day. News Channel 5 caught up with Mr. Hansen at a meeting of the Franklin Board of Mayor and Aldermen. A handful of supporters were there praising her for trying to protect the children from the Pride event. And so this was great. So they asked Mr. Hansen, they show him a picture, and they said, so you and the Speedo here in Chicago, was this harmful to the children? And he said, well, we're talking about Franklin, Tennessee. We're not talking about Chicago. And so the reporter asked a follow-up question. Well, okay, do the Chicago children not deserve to be protected? It's painful. It's painful. But we're starting to see this hypocrisy, right? I mean, you've got the Turning Point USA people out there, and they're platforming the drag queens and the transgender folks. At some point, the conservative movement is going to have a come-to-Jesus moment. So again, if you're going to oppose gay pride parades and you're running for office, you better make sure you're not running around in a Speedo in a gay pride parade. I'm just saying. It's a bad look, whether you're running for office or not. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And I hate to agree with the Democrats here, but the Democrats in Franklin say this is hypocrisy. Well, of course it's hypocrisy. And it's also revolting. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. By the way, if you own a gerbil or a hamster, don't be anywhere near San Francisco for the next little while. Just want a public service announcement. Have you heard about the Folsom Street Fair? This is sort of like the Gala-palooza. And there is so much debauchery going down. It's, folks, we talk about Sodom and Gomorrah blushing. They would just keel over of a heart attack. But anyway, there's a bit of controversy because a very popular state lawmaker has been spotted at the Folsom Street Fair. And this is probably one of the most debased, the debauchery that is on display is just beyond anything you could imagine. If for example, I'm trying to figure out how I can adequately describe this to you, I will try to go back to English class, if you will. There are more than participles dangling at the Folsom Street Fair, if you get my drift. So, California State Senator Scott Wiener, Senator Gay Wiener, a 53-year-old, and Senator Gay Wiener was spotted at the Folsom Street Fair, where, believe it or not, you can go and typically at, let's just say you're going to the Mid-South Fair, which is a family-friendly gathering. You can go and you can get yourself a stick of deep-fried butter. Well, they're deep frying other things and other sticks at the Folsom Street Fair. It is truly appalling. There are actually images of people urinating on each other in public, doing all sorts of other things that are just unmentionable on the air. And this is all acceptable within the LGBT community. I mean, when you think of the gay pride movement, they want you to think of the Folsom Street Fair as being the standard bearer, if you will. Anyway, Senator Gay Wiener was actually photographed wearing leather and not much else. He was wearing pants, so we appreciate you doing that, sir. And it's caused a bit of controversy because people believe that a state lawmaker should not be, shall we say, lollygagging at the Folsom Street Fair, if you will. Anyway, on Monday, Senator Gay Wiener shared a picture of himself wearing some leather and showing off, quote, his abs of steel. I'm just He actually shared it on his social media pages. It looks like he's been dipped in Wesson oil. Is that normal? It's very odd. Anyway, Senator Gay Wiener has been one of the chief advocates of tearing down all of the laws that would protect children from predators in the state of California. So this man is now a celebrity, a darling of the left. It's insane. By the way, they do actually advise you not to bring any children or pets to the Folsom Street. I am not making this up. As a matter of fact, this is how Vice.com described it, calling it a sexual block party of leather, studs, nipples, back hair, and butt sweat. If it's all the same, I think I'd rather go to Dollywood. That's just me. But anyway, it's causing a lot of controversy, and so we'll keep you updated. Dylan, I don't know if that's what Senator Gay Wiener wears to the State House in Sacramento. I don't know. But I will say this, and I don't know, again, if he doused himself in Wesson cooking oil or if that's his actual natural sweat. But I got to tell you, he needs some of that baby powder or at least some talcum, because that leather straps are going to, that's going to lead to some chafing. Nobody wants to chafe in the heat. It's very uncomfortable, right? It looks very, it's a bad look for you, Senator Gay Wiener. All right, there you go. So that's the latest. That's the latest there. Sweet Lord, help us. Folks, I'm telling you, the level of debauchery in this country, and you do wonder, we had a lady call in yesterday late in the show talking about this being the tribulation, the end times. I mean, it very well could be, but this is what happens when you unmoor yourself from your founding documents and the whole point of us having a country in the first place, right? So we are a nation that is meant to be a godly nation. We're a nation that is meant to be a Christian nation. But we've, over the past 50, 60 years now, we have unmoored ourselves and we have lifted the anchor, and now we are a nation that is morally adrift. And this is what happens, ladies and gentlemen. This is what happens when you take God out of our founding documents, when you take God out of the culture. You get chaos in the culture. When you take God out of America, guess what happens? You got a gay senator from California running around nearly buck naked with a bunch of people with a raging case of butt sweat. Nobody wants to see that. But the good news here, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, a couple of things. We have Right Guard, and we also have an opportunity to go back to the basics of our country and get back to Church America. All right, that's going to do it. Folks, jeez, Lou, my apologies if you're eating lunch. ToddStarnes.com, be sure to check that out. Get out there, be good America, and again, watch the gerbils in California. This is the Todd Starnes Show.